Aye, look, it's definitely something we targeted and we looked at before the game. That we thought if we could get the good start, you know, we would see out the game. Thankfully, we done that. We took our scores. Our conversion rate at half time was 92%, which was unbelievable. But that look, that's down to the players. The movement was very good. The shot selection was very good, and they punished at the end of it, which was pleasing to see.
Yeah, it's the start of that game, I suppose. Our draw almost had a goal inside the first minute as well. John Rossmalloy hit the bar, but I mean the response after that, I think he's got like four scores in as many minutes there coming up to the 10th minute.
Aye, well look, again, that's something we mentioned. We Ardair, the hosts here, we knew they were going to come with a bit of fire, a bit of energy, and you know, if John Ross reddens that in the back of the net, who knows, it could have been a different first half, you know. But look, we took our chances in the first half, as I said there, and we're just very grateful of that.
Yeah, and I suppose the two goals were important there too. I mean, even looking at the second half, if you only scored 1-1, somebody told you that before the game, you might be thinking, geez, this could be tight.
Well, to be honest, hey, you know, there's certain plays there in the second half I thought we could have done better, but look, we're out two games in a row in 2 days. You know, our boys probably have never been in that situation before. You know, we're not like the other teams coming here that's here year in, year out. So maybe physically we got tired, mentally maybe we got tired. I was happy enough maybe to keep that ball the second half. No scores on the board, I would have been happy enough.
Yeah, and I believe there's only the second time Tyrone have ever won this competition.
We're just chatting about it. We've riled the boys up all week. You know, it's 2006 since the boys last won. This year, so there's only one senior title in the club in its history. Look, we've won the intermediate last year and all that, but it's just something that we spoke about. I'll be honest, we didn't speak it at the start of the year, but when we get to the weekend, you never turn down the chance of silverware. And look, it just means that bit more when they haven't been won that much in the club, and for our boys to push on, they really deserve this for the work they're putting in.
I mean, it's been a great start to the year so far. Even, I think it's 5 out of 5 in the league as well. And you still have a couple of bodies missing there, like Zakia McMenamin and
Look,
McCormick.
Look, there's five or six boys out there at the minute. But to me, to be honest, the boys in there are doing a great job. You know, every day you go out to play, you're kind of wondering, what does the opposition have? What do we have? And everybody's missing players every day you go out, especially at this time of year in the league. Stuff, new rules, injuries, you have a lot of things to deal with. But look, we have a big panel there, we have a panel of 34, and as I said, whoever's slotting in are stepping up to the plate at the minute anyway, so long may it continue.
Yeah, and nice to get another title in the bag anyway.
Yeah, look, we're probably a club not blessed with silverware, so look, it's good to have that mentality and go for these things when the opportunity's there, and you have to take the opportunity, and thankfully we did.